You know, the Jaguars have had such an interesting history in their 20 years. And many of you remember when former head coach Tom Coughlin's son Tim walked out of the North Tower in the World Trade Center on September 11th. It also has happened to one of the current coach's family as well. Michael Kelly joins us now live from Channel 4 with more on that story. Michael, just a fascinating story.
Sam, that it was very surprising when we found it in the first place. September 11th, a day that really, you can't put it into words. Last Thursday marked the 11-year anniversary of 9/11. 2,753 people lost their lives in the attacks on the World Trade Center. But as awful and as tragic as that day was, it allowed a 22-year-old kid to chase his lifelong dream. It was a day that forever changed a country. And a day that forever changed a man.
I had no idea what was going on, and my dad's just staring at the TV, and my mom and my dad are just staring in shock, and I look, and I had no idea where my brother was.
September 11th, 2001. Robert Sulla was working as a credit analyst when he learned his brother was in Tower 2 of the World Trade Center.
Thankfully, he got out safely. There was a moment there for about a good 9-10 hours where we didn't know whether he was alive, and if I ever wanted to know what my mother would look like if she lost one of us, that was the moment. Through his experience, I realized that life was probably a little bit too short not to pursue what you want.
And what Sulla wanted to do was coach. He just needed a plan to get there.
I'm sitting in my office, and at 8:30 in the morning, something like that, and I had a breakdown. And I'm crying, I couldn't contain my emotion anymore, and that's kind of what triggered it.
So Sulla left the lucrative finance world to pursue his passion.
If it wasn't for my family, my parents, their support, their ability to help me along, I mean, like everyone else, I was getting like $600 a month stipend. I was on food stamps and stuff, trying to make it all fit. But I said if it didn't feel like it was going anywhere by 30, I'd go back to my education and make a living that way. But it worked out.
Now 35 years old, Sulla is rising the ranks, serving as the Jaguars linebackers coach.
Every day is a blessing that we get to open our eyes. And for me, I'm just very appreciative of the things that I do have. You're here for a reason, we're here for a reason, and there's time will come when things change, but at that particular moment, you should always appreciate the things you do have.
Sulla is quick to give credit to head coach Gus Bradley for all of his success over the years. He told us, quote, "My 2 years in Seattle with him trumped my previous 10 years in coaching in terms of my growth as a person and as a football coach." Sam, Robert Sulla, really, truly one of the good guys, and impressive to see just how quick he's climbing the ranks.
You know, Michael, I spent some time with Robert, and I was really impressed with the quality of guy that he is, as you mentioned. And as you said, he really, at 35 years old, he is a rising star. That's young to have a very big job like that on a major staff.
And it speaks to the credit that Gus Bradley has in Robert Sulla. Again, they only spent 2 years in Seattle, but for Gus Bradley to offer this linebackers coach job to Robert Sulla, it tells you what type of guy he is and what type of coach he can be.